Are you staying in the community? There's a rumor that you're not.
Well, I will tell you that Pueblo Community College and Southwest Colorado Community College are here to stay. And we feel very privileged to have the opportunity to offer academic services to our constituents in the southwest corner of the state. And I don't know where the rumor got started, but I will tell you that I have never had a conversation about leaving the area.
How many times have you had to tell people that you're not leaving?
Well, I've been president for 7 years, and this continues to come up. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of the challenge is that we will have different constituents and community members come to us and ask us to start a particular program. And if we're not able to do so, just because there's not enough volume and we have to say no, that I think they hear the no as we're not committed. And that's simply not true. But we do need to make sure that we are responsible in the programs that we are offering and that there is sustainability so that we can provide the appropriate level of academics when necessary.
What are some of the questions facing community colleges today?
Well, I think that enrollment management is probably the biggest challenge that we're all facing right now. Across the nation, enrollments are declining, and yet taxpayers are really putting a lot of pressure on us to produce a skilled, educated workforce. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge that we have. How do we bring students in? And more importantly, how do we keep them, retain them, and graduate them and get them back out into the workforce as quickly as possible and as affordably as possible?
Why do you think enrollments might be going down?
Well, I know that in our service area, we really have an aging population, first and foremost. And I'm talking about our entire service area. We're seeing the baby boomers are aging, and fewer children are being born. And so our K-12 enrollment is declining. And as a result of that, there are fewer opportunities for us to enroll new students.
How different do you think that question is of enrollment from questions that may be facing other forms of higher education?
We're all facing the same phenomenon. Hmm. And so one of the unfortunate byproducts is that we're all competing for the same student. And so 4 years are looking at doing role and mission that community colleges have traditionally done, and community colleges continue to struggle with a more of an at-risk population that really needs more wraparound services in order for them to be successful.
What do you think is different about community colleges? What do you offer that's different from four-year colleges?
Well, we offer, it's more affordable, and we have smaller class sizes, and we really provide a personal touch. There's a lot more wraparound services, a lot more support, a lot more opportunities for a student to develop relationships with the faculty and the staff, which helps them build their self-efficacy and hopefully gives them the encouragement that they need to continue to persist and graduate.
Tanya, I want to switch to you now and talk a little bit about technology and how over the past 10 years we've had a pretty huge change in the way technology plays a part in the classroom. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it's fair to say.
How do you think those changes have changed the way the college teaches in general, the curriculums of the college?
Well, some of the things that we've done to adjust to the increase in technology is we offer a lot of Polycom classes. So we can be instructed by teachers that are at Pueblo site, at the Fremont site, as well as Mancos and Durango. So that's a way that we've been able to do that. We also have hybrid classes. And so that's where part of it's online and then part of it's face-to-face. So we've been able to bring that in as well. And we're also working with a lot of dual enrollment and bringing students in and utilizing technology that way as well.
For the experience of a student, do you think that might be different, and for, say, both the students and the teachers?
It's a little different for the instructors. They have to be comfortable with the technology. So we do provide trainings for them to become comfortable. You know, it is a little different because you're not right there. But usually the instructors will take turns. So if they're in Durango on Tuesday night, they'll be in Mancos on Thursday night. So that way they do get to know their students.
How about the content of the classes specifically? How much are tech-based skills playing a part of the curriculum?
I guess it depends on what class they're in, what classes they're taking. We are going to where you bring your own PC computer with you so that they can utilize that in the classrooms as well.
More and more professions use technology on a day-to-day basis. And yet there's some, I'm thinking of construction trades, for example. You can't get by completely on a computer. How do you balance those tech-based skills, using computers and digital technology, with the other skills you might need for a profession? And Patty, feel free to weigh in here, too, if you're...
So our students, we have a repository where the students will put their work. And so it's a management learning system, and we use Desire to Learn. So the technology really comes in, and how do I log on to the computer? How do I access D2L? How do I post my homework? How do I ask questions? So that's where the technology and the technical savvy comes in. But really, the curriculum and what is being delivered in any specific subject is really dependent on the subject. So it's an integration of the use of technology to provide the curriculum and the delivery of the curriculum, and then to be able to digest the curriculum and respond to the curriculum using technology.
I'll let either of you weigh in on this last question here. How do you expect community colleges to fit into our economy and society in the future?
Well, I can tell you that we are very passionate at community colleges to make sure that our communities have a highly skilled, highly educated workforce. And in order to do that, we need to have great partnerships with our community. So in the healthcare profession, in the manufacturing profession, we work constantly with those sectors to make sure that we are delivering the curriculum that those employers need in order for them to have the competencies with their employees so that they can be globally competitive. So it's very important that we're listening to business and industry, what it is they need, and that then we're delivering those skills.
Tanya, anything you would want to add on that?
I think I'd also want to add one of the examples that Dr. Javik, about listening to the community, is working with Cortez, having the need to provide an LPN program. And so we were able to do what we needed to do, and we're providing an LPN program starting this fall. And that was a huge community need that we kept getting feedback on. You know, we really need this, and so we were able to do that. So we're really excited about that.
And for those who aren't familiar with that, that's a licensed professional nurse program, nursing?
Yes.
Okay. Tanya Nelson is executive dean of Southwest Colorado Community College, and Dr. Patty Erjavec is president of Pueblo Community College. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.